Shade 45, it's the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Brian B. Dot Miller.
And I'm the emoticon Farragut Foster.
And we are doing weird science.
Yeah, man, we're talking Batman talk right now. Who would you like to see in the new Batman 3 movie? Who would you like to see Tom Hardy play? And I'm a huge Batman fan, so please.
That means I got to see part 1 and 2?
Yes, you do.
Kyle from Savannah.
Don't disrespect the bat.
Pause. Kyle from Savannah, what do you think?
Honestly, I think Jeff Bridges should play the Riddler.
Jeff Bridges.
Like, I was thinking about that if they put him in it.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Huh?
How's he going to have like a fight scene with the Batman?
Have you ever seen The Vanishing?
No.
Well, maybe you need to get up on your shit, emoticon.
That has nothing to do with Batman.
Big Show from North Carolina. Who would you like to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see him play the Riddler. As long as they don't do that damn Batman Beyond bullshit and all that, man.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're gonna do that. I think
man,
they're gonna.
Let me ask you this though: what's the deal with the Avengers, man? When are they gonna start dropping them?
I mean, I'm thinking a lot of it is gonna depend on what happens with Thor. And from right now, I don't think Thor is getting the reception that everybody, you know, was kind of hoping that, you know, that it gets. So we'll see. I think once that comes out.
They could skip Thor and just go to Green Lantern and all that.
I mean, I think. Well, after Thor comes Captain America. So if those two movies do well, then Avengers is definitely going to happen. But if those bomb, then I don't know. It might be on a hiatus for a little bit. Yep, maybe. All right, let's get back to some gadgets right now. Now, check this out. If you would have purchased some Apple stock back in 2001, you'd have paid somewhere around $10 per share. Today, those same shares cost more than $300. And with news like this, don't expect it to slow down anytime soon. Apple and Verizon just announced that they will team up and make the iPad available on Verizon's nationwide network. So that means starting on October 28th, Verizon will be selling the iPad directly to customers, offering the Wi-Fi only non-3G version of the device in 16 gigabytes, 32 gigabytes, and 64 gigabytes, somewhere around $499, $599, and $699, respectively. Now, until now, AT&T had exclusive rights to carry the iPad and the iPhone, but I guess, you know, they're responding to complaints that people are upset about the poor reception on AT&T's network. And Apple appears ready, you know, to embrace Verizon's as an alternative carrier.
I can't make it through one phone call.
Without it dropping or some bullshit, right?
Right.
Yeah, that pretty much sucks. So this is good, and in addition to that, Verizon will offer the iPhone 4 starting next year. So you've only got a couple more months to wait if you're struggling on the AT&T shit. So we'll see how that goes. Now, since introducing the iPad, Apple has sold more than 2 million units. They're saying that's going to be the hottest item come this holiday season. They're saying that it's actually pretty much eating up the PC market. They're saying that 13% of iPad buyers said that they would have purchased some type of a PC or notebook, but now they're like, they're going to stick with their iPad. So this is good. Remember that you can also get your Sirius XM apps on the iPad and also on Google Android. Both those devices are expected to be big over the holiday season. And check it out. You can also pick them up at Best Buy. And now Walmart and Target will be carrying the iPad this holiday season. So that's where science this week. Batman and iPad, yo. Why not?
Why not
a Batman iPad? All right, Shade 45. Next up, of course, Rumor Report. Oh, yeah.